Leadership Insights from Indian Wisdom. Karya Samarthyadi Purusha Samarthye Kalpyate. From the capability of executing work alone, can the ability of a person be arrived at. Through this sutra, the earliest exponent of management sets the tone for what determines the competence of a professional. Kautilya declares, in no uncertain terms, that neither familiarity, tenure, nor loyalty or commitment, nor character, or even knowledge by themselves define competence. Rather, it is the ability to bring about accomplishment of results using righteous means which can truly be termed as competence. So, clarity in purpose, next goals, and then tasks. This is essential for a leader. Let's look at this beautiful illustration. How do we determine the greatness of a writer or teacher? Or a naturalist or philosopher? Or a scientist or spiritualist? Sir Jagdish Chandra Bose was all of these, but neither craved for recognition nor rewards. His work as father of radio science, or first to show that plants have feelings, or even the first to tell that metals too can feel, all deserve Nobel Prizes. But did they matter to Bose? Not the least, and neither did patents. Rather, he opened up what was called Basu Vigyan Mandir, Temple of Science in Kolkata, in 1917, where all his discoveries were opened up to even the general public. What then of secrecy from competing scientists? The logo of the institute was Vajra, or the thunderbolt, which symbolized supreme sacrifice in the Purans. He was completely against using knowledge as merchandise and professed the union of matter and spirit, of animate and inanimate, science and spirituality. His shining credentials were his deep friendships and appreciation from fellow greats like Tagore, Aurobindo, Romain Rolland and Swami Vivekanand. The driving force behind all his achievements were the Vedas, and to devote the whole life with strengthened character and determined purpose, to participate in the infinite struggle to win knowledge for its own sake and see truth face to face. Exemplary spiritual leadership. Do you as a leader strive to nurture connection, harmony and interdependence among the people in your ecosystem? Shri Gurubhyo Namaha.